Welcome into a special edition of the Crimson Corner podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host and Utes insider, Trevor Allen. I wanted to bring this episode to you guys because it's something that we are working on here at KSL Sports, a really cool project that I fully support. So the month of November is Men's Health Month. What we decided to focus on is mental health and the awareness of it as well. And, you know, obviously during this whole COVID-19 pandemic, that's really put to the test as far as mental health of those who are having to be isolated, homes, not being able to go out and do their normal life activities, you know, getting COVID or having a family member being impacted by it in any way. And so I wanted to bring you guys two interviews that are one-on-ones to KSL Sports and to the Crimson Corner podcast. And we're talking with two guys that are obviously big names around the University of Utah. And with this being a University of Utah podcast, I wanted to catch up with them to get their thoughts on how they take care of their mental health and as well as focus on the mental health of their players. So we're going to start off first with a guy who has to coach over 100 players on his roster, is coaching in a Power 5 conference, has been a head coach for 16 years now, and has taken his team to back-to-back Pac-12 championship games. We're going to catch up with Utah football head coach Kyle Whittingham about how he takes care of his mental health as well as his players.
As a person who coaches Division I Power 5 college football, how do you take care of your mental health?
Me personally?
Yes.
Well, fortunately, I love to work out and exercise, and that really is my outlet, and probably more for the mental part of it than the physical part. It seems to clear my mind and is a stress reliever. And so that's my outlet during the season is definitely working out. Now in the off season, I love to get up on the slopes and ski and play golf and, you know, have some other things in addition to just exercising in the gym. But for me, that's the thing that keeps me the most mentally stable and sharp is being able to get into the gym. And I got a gym, you know, out my door, down the stairs, and I'm at my gym. And so very fortunate to have access to a great facility. But that to me is really the thing that keeps me going.
And then how do you support your team's mental health? I know that you're bringing in a lot of teenage, you know, guys that they're leaving home and things like that. And is that a focus for your program, is your players' mental health?
Absolutely, without question, and more so today than ever. 20 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. People would just say, hey, suck it up, get tough, you know, and fight through it. But now we're very tuned into that. We have full-time mental health coaches, I guess you could say, on staff here. Obviously with degrees in that area, and for their, you know, they're available and at the player's disposal, and our players utilize them. We have a lot of players that utilize our mental health team, and they do a great job helping the players with, you know, all that's on their plate. And today's life and world is more complicated certainly than it was 20 years ago. And so there's a lot more pressure on these guys and a lot more things that they have to deal with.
Now, as someone who has to deal with stuff like this on a daily basis, can you share a tip or, you know, piece of advice for our listeners on how you take care of your mental health?
Me personally or the players again?
Yeah,
me,
you.
Well, again, the exercising is a big part of it. Trying to maintain a positive outlook. I mean, there's so much going on right now. It could very easily beat you up and put you in a tailspin. But I just try to see the positive, keep moving forward, just trying to find a better way to do things. And you know, we're in a weird time right now. We're in uncharted territory football-wise. We've never had a year even remotely close to what we're going through. And so it's all been a learning experience. And I think we've made the best of a tough situation. And for me, like I said, it's just maintaining that positive outlook and staying focused on the task at hand, and not having the gloom and doom mentality and the sky is falling and all that type of stuff.
Well, Coach, thank you again. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, you bet. Good to visit with you. Take care.
And there you go. That was head coach Kyle Whittingham. Really interesting stuff. I mean, we all knew that he really likes to ski and all that, but I think his advice was really stood out. And just to have that positive outlook in life, you know, especially during these really challenging times, that's something to really keep in mind and really focus on, is the really important things in life and to have a positive outlook. So really great stuff from Kyle Whittingham. Now, the next one, he doesn't have 100 players to coach, but he does have a very important job in college athletics. That is Utah head basketball coach Larry Kraskowiak. Talk to him about how he manages his mental health as well as his players.
As a Division I big program college basketball coach, how do you take care of your mental health?
No, that's a very important facet. You know, back when I played, I don't think there was a lot of awareness. That, you know, just kind of grinded your way through things, and not a lot of resources or discussion considering your mental well-being. It was all just focused on the physical. And I found probably my savior has been working out, trying to get a workout, you know, at least 5 days a week. And I've kind of got hooked here on some yoga, hot yoga, which I find a correlation of really not having too many bad. I don't know if I've had a bad day. I like to do the yoga in the morning, and short of being a little bit wiped out, I feel great mentally and fairly sharp, and that helps me. But getting a sweat, I think, is always the key, Trevor, getting some endorphins going, and you know, finding a balance between the job and the families is always key. And I've got a terrific family that you don't want to get some of those things crossed up. You know, even if you have the challenging day at work, you got to get home, and the family's been real powerful for me, and typically is grounding and you know, been a focus. So I think between the workouts and focusing on the fam, that's probably the biggest key.
As far as your players go, is that a focal point of your program?
Yeah, no, it's a big part of it. I think it's all fairly new, you know, to a lot of us, but there's been a lot of awareness nationally when you think about it. And we have, you know, a great staff that's headed up by Jonathan Ravarino here with us that gives all of our student athletes an opportunity, he and his staff, to take things independent from their coaches, you know, independent from basketball X and O's, and try to help a lot of our kids sort some things out and navigate some trying times. You throw the COVID pandemic in the midst of all of it, and I think a lot of those people are working overtime and earning every bit of it. But it's, you know, life's a challenge for everybody, and becoming a student athlete at college is extremely challenging. The time demands and pressures and different things. So, you know, I think the big thing for us is making sure that our players know that if they have mental well-being issues, if they've got diet issues, if they've got weight room issues, all of those things. We feel very fortunate here at Utah that we have people in place that can help address those things. And the mental wealth or the mental health is certainly at the top of a lot of people's list right now.
Could you share a tip of how, you know, maybe someone could pick up a tip from you on how to take care of their mental health?
Yeah, I mean, I just my own experiences. There are some rough days, man, you know, whether it's athletics or not, that, you know, trying to sort out a lot of different pressures, and things can pile up at times where you have a variety of things that, you know, are coexisting at the same time. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one, you know, sometimes as simple as having to move, a job change. I know there was a period in my life where I think my wife and I talked about it. I think we checked 5 of the 6 boxes for areas that create the most stress in a person's life. Newly married, job change, moving, you know, if you're dealing with some death. And I can just say that one of the big concerns, you know, I've had friends that have taken their own life and never would have guessed, never would have dreamed it. And I just think it's like a lot of days we have at the office, things will pass. You know, some of the despair and the dark times will pass. You just have to get through it. You have to give it an opportunity to pass. You have to open up and ask for help. And I think share your feelings with people. But I think that the thing that really hits home to me is that people that end their life, and you know that they're, you know, it's an extreme challenge and it's difficult, but it's like a lot of games you play. You know, there is the next game. You can get to the next point if people aren't so full of despair. So I would just encourage, you know, people, and I know things are tough right now with the economy and losing jobs, and people are losing loved ones with Corona. And I think it's just to stay as optimistic as possible and make sure you reach out if you reach that breaking point.
Good to catch up with you, man. I really do appreciate you taking time to talk about this subject, and I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, good to see you, man. Thanks.
I got to say that Larry hit it right on the head there that, you know, whenever you're going through challenging times, talk about it and find people around you, surround yourself with people to talk about it and to know that dark times are going to pass. That to me, I really took away from that. And then just, you know, knowing that he, you know, works out just like Kyle Whittingham does, and, you know, to try and get their mind off of things. And because, believe it or not, I know that there are people out there who have a lot of stress in their jobs. Larry and Kyle are two of them as well, because they have to go out and find brand new players to bring into their program, convince them to come to their program, and then they have to coach them up. They have to build a winning culture for their program, and they have to create a name and a brand for their school and really get them onto the map of college football and college basketball. And I think Larry and Kyle have done a tremendous job in their positions at the University of Utah. So I thought that was really interesting. Make sure you guys head over to kslsports.com. We're going to be highlighting athletes and those around the state of Utah as we focus on mental health during the month of November. All right, that'll do it for this special edition of the Crimson Corner podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's always powered by kslsports.com.